Test, test. This is Garrett Brundage. I am in Texas A&M University Corpus Christi Library with Justin. We are going to conduct a phone interview on October 6th, 2017 at 3:45 p.m. Justin, do I have your permission to record? Thank you for that. Can you state your full name?
Justin Clinton Holtz.
And where do you live right now?
Right now I live in Rockport, Texas.
Where have you lived previously?
I've lived in Houston. I grew up in Houston. Lived in California, from Huntington Beach and Newport Beach, and lived a little bit in New Jersey, and here in Rockport.
Have you ever experienced a hurricane before?
When I was really young, when I was 3 years old and living in Houston, Hurricane Alicia in 1983.
What was that like for you?
I just have one memory of my parents putting me and my brother in the closet during the storm to keep us safe.
Why did you move to Rockport?
I moved to Rockport with my wife. We were, dating while we were in Houston, and we would vacation here in Rockport, and we just really liked the being next to the water. And her family has, lived here and vacationed here, for generations, and thought we could settle, set some roots down here.
When did you first move to Rockport?
Summer of 2014.
And what's the one thing that you love most about Rockport?
I love how it's not as populated and busy as Houston or New York or LA, and I like the fishing.
Prior to the Harvey hurricane, what did you think about hurricanes in general?
I don't really have a view on hurricanes as much as I just thought they were really big storms, and if one was headed your way, you're, the best thing to do is just leave.
Did you ever think about the possible consequences of a hurricane hitting Rockport?
No, I did not. I've heard that there was a big one back in 1919, but other than that, it's one of these 100-year things, so I didn't think it would happen.
Did you ever perhaps prepare for a hurricane in the past?
No.
Who do you live with right now in Rockport?
I live with my wife, Katie, and my son, Ben.
And how do they like Rockport?
My son is turning two in a couple weeks, and so he likes everything. And my wife likes it a lot. She works as a kindergarten teacher at Little Bay Primary here in town.
What were their favorite places to visit in Rockport?
In Rockport, favorite place to visit would probably be I'm going to eat at the Yacht Club, and then heading over to Lamar, which is the little town next to here. There's a what they call the Big Tree, and it's an old tree that's been around for a million years. And it's, we just really love, you know, love the nature of the connection to nature here.
Was nature the one thing that really connected you and your family to Rockport?
I'd say that was the major thing, yes.
Okay. So moving into Harvey Advancing on Rockport, did you leave?
Yes. I decided to leave Thursday. I think the storm hit Friday. When they said it was going to be a tropical storm, I made a decision to leave because I just didn't want to be without power with the toddler. And I had no idea it was going to turn into a big storm like that.
What was it like to make that decision to leave your house?
I mean, kind of a give it to God situation. Like I said, I probably would have, boarded up as some windows and things like that if I'd known how big the storm was going to get. But, I just didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't know it would be displaced.
How did your wife or others feel about you leaving your house?
Well, they felt good about it. They thought it was the right decision.
Why?
Because even though it wasn't a hurricane, it had the potential to be one, and there's no sense in getting stuck here.
Where did you leave to?
We drove to San Antonio.
And how did the journey fare?
It was good. We didn't go through Corpus Christi. We went through Refugio and Sinton. So we went around all the traffic. So it was a nice drive. Wasn't too much traffic. It was a little ominous. You could look in the rearview mirror and you could see how dark it was.
So when exactly was the point that you knew that it was time to leave?
I knew it was time to leave when they were saying on the news on Thursday. I knew it was time to leave when my wife's school, because of the news, was letting the students out early to, so everybody could make plans. And so I decided, we don't have anything going on Friday, no work or school, so let's just, leave today.
What was the biggest factor that made you leave?
The biggest factor of making me leave was I didn't want to have my son go to my son who's, 1 year a toddler have to go through a hurricane.
Was there a voluntary or involuntary evacuation?
When I left, it was a voluntary evacuation. By the time we got to San Antonio, it was mandatory.
And how did that play a part in your decision to leave?
It made me feel good about leaving before it was mandatory. I'm glad we got out of there without having to fight the traffic or just the craziness.
As the hurricane kept growing in size, what did that do to your confidence about the effects of the storm on your house?
Didn't do good. I just got more and more stressed and worried about it. I didn't think there was going to be much left of anything here. A lot of the buildings here are built, 30 years ago, including, where we were living. So I wasn't expecting much as far as its structure.
What did the hurricane's growth in size, how did that affect you with your confidence about the city of Rockport?
I thought that enough people were smart enough to get out, and it's such a small town and everybody knows everybody. I think that there was confidence in the fact that whatever happens, whoever's left and whatever's left will be taken care of.
Moving on to the landfall of Harvey, when Harvey hit, what were you thinking?
Well, I was watching the Weather Channel pretty nonstop, and I was sad. I was sad about my town. Sad about, places that might not be here anymore.
How closely did you pay attention to the weather and news when Harvey hit Rockport?
Well, probably a little too close. I got a little obsessed with social media. There's a lot of that on the Rockport Fulton Facebook page. Was something I would look at a lot of, and the Weather Channel. And I paid a lot of attention to it.
How was this hurricane different to the one you experienced as a kid?
Well, there are several things. One, I was really young, and I don't really remember much about it other than just kind of being scared. This one is different in the fact that I'm a father and a husband, and, there's two people that are wanting answers or it's a totally different situation when, you're the adult and it's happening to your stuff and your family. That's the biggest difference. The other one is this one here in Rockport was a little bit stronger because we're right on the water, and the one in Houston in 83, at the time, we were, Houston's pretty far. It's like 40 miles from the coast. So this one, we're on the coast. So it's a lot stronger.
Did any emotions rise from the past with this hurricane for you?
None that I know of, no.
What about your family? What were the emotions they experienced when Harvey hit?
Well, my wife's stressed out. She's just started teaching kindergarten. She's a first-year teacher, so she's worried about her kid that, she teaches, and worried about her, job. And my son, stressed out about, his daycare where he goes, is it going to be damaged? We got to, how are we going to explain this with him? Well, emotions like that is kind of just like you're confused, and you don't have any answers. So there's not really an answer to it. It's just stuff is just happening to you.
So being in charge and being the husband, did you feel like there was a lot of weight or responsibility on your shoulders from Harvey hitting?
Yes, I did, but fortunately I have a wonderful father-in-law and mother-in-law that took us in and helped us out in San Antonio, and I have my parents, and they've been great this whole time, and they live in Houston and are dealing with flooding themselves from Harvey. My aunt's house got flooded in that 4.5 feet. And so I've just got a lot of support through family. And that's really what's pulled us out, support through family and faith.
As Harvey hit, what was your worst fear?
Well, my worst fear was that, I guess someone would stay behind and be killed. Just senseless. Why would you even stay? And then, other than that, not and everything can be rebuilt. It's not really a fear with it. It's just more of a, you have insurance, you have FEMA, the government there to help you out, and you put all those things in account. But what can't be replaced is, human life. And that would be my fear, is I hope it doesn't take too many lives. And fortunately, I don't think it took more than just one. And it's unfortunate for that one. Could have been a lot worse.
So as Harvey hit, were there any best case ideas that were happening? Like, how could this change Harvey for the better? Or what were you thinking for best case idea?
Change. What could this change? You just repeat the question.
Like, what was the best case scenario of Hurricane
Harvey?
Harvey hitting?
Well, the best case scenario would be that our house would be still livable, and that nobody died.
Did you call or talk to anybody in Rockport when Harvey hit?
I called and talked to an ex-coworker of mine that the day after it hit, and he was in Rockport, not of the storm, but he was there the day after, tried to get a sense of what it looked like.
Did you think about all the people that stayed in Rockport?
Oh yeah, I did.
And how did you feel for them?
I felt sorry for whatever reason they decided not to get out. I mean, I don't know if, financially they weren't able to leave, or if they were able to leave, that's pretty foolish to not go. But I felt kind of scared and worried that, for anybody that was there, that's gonna, it's not good. Category, four.
Did you start to second guess anything you did before Harvey hit?
Yeah, I could have, I second guessed myself on, I should have, done more as far as like, get the house ready for a hurricane, but the way the house looked after the hurricane, it wouldn't have helped. I can't, keep the roof on.
What items or valuables would you have wished to take?
If I could have taking anything, it would have been my wife's grandmother's cookbook that she had written notes in and things like that. I would have liked to have done that for my wife.
What was the worst thing about Harvey hitting? The rain, the wind? What was it that was the worst thing in your eyes?
The wind. There were somewhere around 30 tornadoes that came with the storm.
And how did that affect Rockport?
It tore it apart. We're connected to another small town, Rockport, Fulton. And, Rockport's a little bigger, but, Fulton's still here too. And Fulton got it pretty bad. I'd say just about everything close to the water got the hurricane wind, and then there's some places inland that not too far in, like 2 or 3 miles inland, they got the hurricane, got the tornadoes. And this town has a bunch of I mean, it had a bunch of beautiful old oak trees. They're called windswept oaks because the wind coming off the Gulf for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years has developed these trees where they sweep upward, and, you know, those tornadoes just kind of pull them right out of the ground. And it's just sad to see oak trees that have been there for hundreds of years, you know, gone.
So how has this hurricane impacted your thoughts on the hurricanes to come?
I would think that, next year, or even, I guess there's another one coming now towards Alabama. I mean, they're scarier than I thought they were, as far as everything that comes after it. It's scary not knowing if you have a home or if you can live in it or, you know, are your clothes there. Just stuff like that. Stuff you take for granted, you know, water, electricity. You know, there's been times where we've been here and, you know, the power still goes out. You know, we don't have internet yet in town. Yeah, I know those are kind of first world problems, but, you know, you get used to stuff like that. But we're all right.
How has Hurricane Harvey impacted or changed your relationship with the city of Rockport?
It has gotten me closer to where I want to stay, to where I want to be more part of the community. I can tell you that. I think I'm changing from somebody that just lives here to somebody that actually wants to help out where I can. Because it's the community effort in town is amazing with people giving up their homes, giving up, food on their table to help out their neighbors. It's really what you think there is in a small town. It's fantastic.
So tell me about the damage that you took to your house.
Well, we live in a condo, and on that condo we face a field, large field, that our condo faces the north. And the wind came out of the north when it was twisting, and the damage it did was it blew out two windows, and we think that the windows weren't blown out by the actual hurricane, but there was a tornado that was near, and the pressure popped them out because there's glass embedded into the sheetrock inside the home. The eggs inside of our fridge all popped because of the pressure inside of the fridge. So we lost our windows, two of them, and the glass was everywhere. That allowed the rain to come in. The roof, in our ceiling came down, actually, above the bathroom. The ceiling just came into the bathroom, rain poured in there. The ceiling came in over the TV, over all of our books and the cookbooks, and the sheetrock and wet sheetrock everywhere. And the other hole was, what was the other one? Over my son's crib. Ceiling came in on top of my son's crib. That was kind of hard to see. I have pictures of that from insurance. And, so there was rain pretty much in every room. Mold. So what they're going to do, the condo association, our whole unit is, actually today we were there moving everything out because next week they're going to demolish the unit. So it's unlivable. It's un, you can't live there.
So what was it like when you came back and saw all this damage? How did you feel?
I was in shock. I remember kind of in shock because I came back with my father-in-law. We weren't able to get back to the condos because the road was blocked off, but we lived next to a golf course. So I got out of the car and I walked through the golf course. We were here the Monday after the storm. So like 3 days afterwards, the town smelled like gas. We had a headache and things like that, and was walking towards the house, through the golf course. When I got to the front of the house, which faces the south side, I was like, oh, there's no damage. This is great. You know, and then I go upstairs and open it, and the wind, you know, hits your face from the openings. You smell the mold and the funk. And the glass crushes under your feet, and, you know, it's bad. And I remember there was water inside the house, and I didn't really know what to do, so like, I went to the bathroom and grabbed a towel, and I started mopping up the water. And I thought to myself, this is just silly. You know, I can't clean all this up. Just water everywhere. I don't know. So it was kind of a shock. I had to kind of bring myself back to, like, you know, take a few pictures and leave.
How has the house damage impacted your life?
You know, it's stressful. You know, it's not easy at times. We're living, you know, at my wife's aunt and uncle's condo right now, which is in Fulton. So, you know, it's difficult, you know, because there's stuff that we're going to have to get rid of. And there's stuff that, you know, and to get a new place to live.
How has that impacted your jobs, your wife's jobs, your job?
Well, fortunately, my job is school. I go to school full time. I don't have a job right now. My wife, though, is, you know, her school is closed. I think they're not going to be having, you know, kids back until, you know, maybe November. And she's actually just now going to be going back to work just to kind of, they're just going to go there and try and get some plans together and see what they're going to do next week. So the teachers aren't even back here yet until next week. It's been a long time. The kids are all displaced. They're all in different school districts, so they're being homeschooled, or they're just not going to school at all. And, you know, there's a lot of kids. You go out and about during the day, there's a lot of kids running around in the middle of the day, and it's kind of like, shouldn't they be in school? But you realize there's not a school to go to.
So is your kid in school now?
He's in daycare. He's turning two in, you know, 2 weeks. But he's in daycare. His daycare opened back up probably about a week and a half after the storm. And he did have to go to a different daycare in San Antonio, and that was kind of tough on him because it's, you know, it's never easy for, you know, little toddlers to leave their parents, even with, you know, especially with people they don't really know.
So since you had a lot of valuables in your house, how did the hurricane impact your kid with taking away any toys or objects that he liked? How did that impact him?
Not that much. I mean, he's not very with it on what toys he has and what toys he doesn't. I mean, right now, we've got all the stuffed animals, and we're going to go get, you know, to the laundromat and have them washed just to make sure there's no mold and stuff in them. And other than that, I mean, you give him, like, a couple trucks, and he's real happy. And he's got a birthday coming up, too, so he's gonna be replenished. He's got some doting grandparents.
So since the hurricane pretty much took away your house, how is that impacted the transportation from your wife's living arrangements to her job and you to school?
Fortunately, it only impacted me going to school the first 2 days of school. I drove from San Antonio to Corpus Christi, because I go to school at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and that was kind of tough, but like I said, it was only 2 days or so, and then her aunt and uncle let me stay at their place while she was stayed in San Antonio. So it hasn't affected us that much because we're still in the town. We're still in Rockport, and there's not much of a commute here.
What kind of damage did you see to the city of Rockport?
It was catastrophic. It was the worst kind of damage I'd ever seen. The Monday we got back here, it was shocking. It makes you sick to your stomach. It was almost too much to even bear. I don't know how people even during that time stay here overnight because just a few hours, and me and my father-in-law had to leave because the smell make you sick. The smell of gas lines busted everywhere, and just the sights, just disturbing to see people's homes. Walls ripped off, and then their cabinets opened, and all the dishes are right where they were, untouched. It's just weird. There was a lot of stuff like that all over town. Places would be nothing but foundation, and other places would be fine. And then, it was a hurricane and a bunch of tornadoes is what happened here, and it tore it up.
How did the city's damage impact your life?
Well, infrastructure-wise, as far as getting power back on and things like that, that happened, I think, 2 weeks ago. That affects your life a little bit with no power. We didn't have a generator. I think just a couple of gas stations open. HEB's open again. Things are starting to get back to normal now, but when at first there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing at all.
How has your relationship changed with the environment after Hurricane Harvey hit Rockport?
And that hasn't changed much. It's still Rockport nature. It's just a little, fewer trees and not as many birds.
Were your favorite places in Rockport still standing?
The Fulton Mansion is still there. The Lighthouse Inn, where my wife and I had all of our family stay when we were getting married. The yacht club where we had our reception, we love that place. It's going to be open probably in another 6 months. It's on the water, so it lost its front, the front of it. It's still there. It's still, I mean, there's things that aren't here, and there's things that are going to rebuild. And there's a few things. Like JJ's by the Bay was a great restaurant, and they're not going to rebuild it anymore. The movie theater here in town is not, we're not going to have a movie theater anymore. Panjo's, the pizza, no more. There's things that aren't coming back, and there's things that are going to come back, and we hope they'll come back better. I mean, you can only hope.
How has the community responded to the hurricane's destruction of the city of Rockport?
They've really gotten together and know, everybody's helping everybody out. I mean, it's a real, it's exactly that. It's a community, a small community where people know each other, people, you know, everybody's in the same boat. So everybody's doing what they can to help out. You know, once you pull tree limbs out of your yard, you go over to your neighbor's and help him pull limbs out of his yard.
So from the photographs that you said that you took of the damage, when you go back and you look through those photographs, how do those photographs make you feel about the damage that occurred?
Now, I don't really feel much at all about it. It's just the past. I'm sorry that it happened. You know, it's Mother Nature. It's not for me to question. It's just for me to deal with. And you know, as far as like the photographs and looking at the things I took of my things and that, it makes me sad to see my son's crib underneath a bunch of ceiling and sheetrock and ruins. You know, I remember putting the crib together with my dad, and that makes me sad.
How has FEMA impacted or helped you?
FEMA's helped. They helped out. We were lucky. I know I've heard some stories about FEMA, but I don't have that kind of story. They came out. They saw me. They talked to me, walked around my place, and they helped out.
Do you know exactly what FEMA is?
Yeah, the Federal Emergency Management Authority, I believe.
All right. What other kind of relief efforts have been going on near you?
Near me? Well, there is a relief camp that's right down the road from my son's daycare, and it's basically just a property, a field that some woman owns. I don't know who, but she set up temporary showers, temporary housing, and there's every day there's dinners, lunches, and breakfasts. People are volunteering there and just helping out people that, you know, people are just throwing tents up and kind of living there. It's like a little camp, a little refugee camp for several families and people that don't have anyone, or have their homes are just gone. People are donating clothes there. I think they even had last weekend there was a wedding there. So, I mean, I think that's pretty cool. Kind of like a little commune.
Have you met any of those volunteers, or have they helped you at all?
My wife went and volunteered over there. She spent a couple hours over there sorting donated clothes. I haven't met with any volunteers. We've been lucky enough to where we've got, you know, so much help from our family that, you know, in San Antonio and Houston that, you know, we don't need to take anybody's time away from them and helping out somebody that really does need it, that, you know, is struggling. We're not struggling. We're doing good. We're just a little displaced, a little frustrated.
Yeah, so how are you doing right now?
I'm okay. I'm, like I said, this storm has actually gotten me closer to my faith and, wanting to go back to church. It's brought me closer to my wife and son. You know, it's amazing how much, you know, you can, talk about when there's no TV, no phone, and it's just you, your wife, and your kid, and you kind of be like a real family. And that's brought us closer here. I feel good. I feel as though I want to do a lot every weekend so I can get closer and closer to, like, I guess a normal that I'm looking for, but there's no real normal. It's just going to be, you know, I guess I'll know when it's here. I don't know if there's anything will be normal again.
How has all of this impacted your schooling?
It's a little stressful. I'm taking 15 hours. I don't have internet, so any work that I do has to be done at the school. And that being said, when I'm at the school, I go to school, I can't really stay afterwards or come early because I have a son and a wife and I have things I need to take care of here in Rockport. And it's kind of like, I might not have a job, but my job is to take care of my family. And that's what I'm going to do. School comes second to them. And I can do it. It's just I have to prioritize. But it threw a wrench in the whole system. This is my last semester of college, so I guess I'll do it on top of a hurricane.
How has this event impacted you financially?
It's hurt a little bit, but not as much as I thought it would. Again, we have a lot of support from family. We are, not having to pay rent right now, which is amazing, because we're staying with family, at our family's place. So we're doing better than most. I mean, we really have no room to complain as far as what a lot of these poor people have gone through here.
So if you wouldn't have had the support you have now from your family, how would you be dealing with this if you didn't have their support?
I would probably have to drop out of school and find two jobs and to help support my family and get them a place to stay. It would be a lot harder.
What about the people around you, your neighbors, friends, and local businesses? What kind of support or help have they been getting that you've seen?
I think a lot of people have been getting help and support from their insurance, which is Texas Wind, and FEMA. I know the American Red Cross is here. We've got a local celebrity that lives here in town, or has a house here, George Strait. He's come and donated a lot of money. So it's, people are, it was real. I guess what was surreal about everything is watching the news while I was in San Antonio and seeing, Lester Holt from, NBC Nightly News in downtown Rockport. I was like, what is he doing in our small little town?
So of those friends, neighbors, and local businesses, what's the worst thing that you've seen from them?
The worst thing I've seen from them?
Yeah, as in how the hurricane hurt them. What's the worst thing that the hurricane did to those people?
It's just displaced them. I know that the neighbor below us, she's an elderly lady. Her sister lives in Canada. And, we're given basically 48 hours of this weekend to move all of our stuff out of our place. And some people were upset about that. People more upset about it than me and my family because, of course, we have a place to stay, thank God. But this woman doesn't. And, she's having to move out of her home. When there hasn't been all that much damage to her home, it's just she's connected to places that have over 50% damage, so that means that they want to tear the whole place down. So, I think that's pretty bad.
What's the next step for you in this recovery effort?
The next step for me is to, this weekend, get all of our stuff out of the condo, put it in storage, and hopefully I'm going to work believe I'm getting things back to normal, or I keep saying normal, but just getting things moving at the place we're staying at now, and hopefully get into a new place by November. That's the best case scenario.
Are there any other steps that you're taking to fix the problems that are impacting your life right now?
Prayer and meditation. You know, exercise. I am just realizing that everybody in this town has been affected. My wife has been affected. And to realize that we're both, you know, can get short-tempered. So, you know, just trying to be present and realize that I'm not the only one going through this.
If there's anything that you could have done different with this hurricane, is there anything that you would have done?
No. There's nothing you can do about it. The storm. You know, can't hold back the tide.
Is there anything that I've missed or anything important to you that you want to share?
Just that, like I mentioned, I really wasn't hit. My family wasn't hit all that bad as some people here in town. And we are slowly getting back to rebuilding things. You can see, you know, different restaurants are opening up, different, you know, it's just starting to get back to where it was. And it's probably going to take a couple of years, so we're going to be patient.
All right. Thank you, Justin. This concludes our interview.
All right.